section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
You are about to enter the dirty stalls of It Burns When I Pee. This podcast is for mature audiences only. The views and opinions expressed on this show are usually rude, crude, and offensive, and should not be associated with our guests and sponsors in any way. Please proceed to the first available stall and prepare for takeoff.
Welcome, everyone, to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee, the number one podcast for roots music, adult comedy, and interviews. The podcasting god, Blake Clayton, along with his revolving group of co-hosts, are preparing for launch. Please adjust your volume, remove all morals and values, and prepare yourself for what we like to call auditory dysentery. We go live in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition.
Mission control to podcasting god, you are clear to proceed. I repeat, you are clear to proceed.
At us. We finally found a reason to play this ridiculous song. Folks, I want to take a few minutes to tell you about our new sponsor, BarkBox.com. Your dog is your best friend and deserves a treat once in a while, right? BarkBox.com is the place to go to get that treat. Once a month, they send your pup a box filled with snacks, toys, and more. Now, we aren't talking about cheap, unsafe, China-produced crap here. This stuff is top-notch, 100% healthy, American-made products. No raw hides or formaldehyde, and no stuff that will harm your dog. You can subscribe for 1 month, 3 months, or even 6 months. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Don't have a dog? Well, first off, that's un-American. But if you don't, you can send a BarkBox subscription as a gift to someone who does. And best of all, 10% of all revenue of BarkBox.com goes to rescues and shelters all over the United States. Again, that's BarkBox.com. Use promo code IBWIP and get $5 off your order. Send us confirmation of your order to Blake at IBWIP.com, and we will even throw in a brand new IBWIP koozie for free. Holy crap, you can't ask for more. Do something great for your dog today. They can't order themselves because they don't have any thumbs. Go to BarkBox.com today and use promo code IBWIP for $5 off. Welcome, folks, to episode 129 of It Burns When I Pee, and our special guest this evening is J.D. Patch. J.D., what is up, my friend?
What's going on, Blake? Chilling, man. Chilling out. Just hanging out, watching some basketball, you know, these days, you know. Big Syracuse fan, so.
March Madness. There's nothing.
March Madness, man.
We all should just quit doing our day jobs and just watch basketball.
Right. Absolutely.
Well, it we've been trying to line up this interview for a while, and, you know, life is getting in the way. So I'm glad to finally have this going, and I apologize in advance for the time
no
lost.
Big fan of the show myself, man.
Cool.
Big fan of the show.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So let's start off the questions. You know, you said you had grown up in a military family. Where were some of the places that your family was stationed?
Yeah, grew up in a military family. You know, I was born in Syracuse and lived in Texas for 6 or 7 years or something like that. Then we had moved to Germany for 3 years, and then we went back to my dad's hometown, which was Central Square in New York, and that's where I kind of grew up, which is about 5.5 hours north of New York City, above Syracuse, New York, small town. Just above there.
So was it your dad that was in the military?
Yeah. My father served the Gulf War and stayed and retired 20-something years or something like that.
Wow.
First sergeant.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
So did any of those places kind of give you any kind of musical influence as you were growing up?
I think so. I mean, living back in Texas, the only thing I remember is kind of like cruising around in a car and listening to music with my dad's army buddies and stuff like that. But I think maybe subliminally, but I'm not really sure. I got into music probably, you know, fourth or fifth grade, and that's kind of when I started. And that's by the time I was living in Central Square, and that's when I started soaking things in, you know?
Sure.
but yeah, probably some way, somehow, you know?
So, you know, we first got together and got in contact with each other when you were with playing music with your band, Dead Ambles.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I remember that. You played the song Tennessee Honey on the show.
Yeah, and you guys had released. Are you still working with that project, or are you just focusing on your solo stuff?
I had about a year ago, you know, the drummer in the band has he just had a kid and bought a house and stuff like that. So congratulations to Chris and stuff. So he's doing his thing and, you know, the family thing right now, trying to learn how to be a dad and stuff. So we didn't really call it quits, you know, it's just whenever he's back, you know, and able to do it, maybe we'll jump on, do another record or something. But like ever since then, I just kind of went on and rolled, and he kind of told me, he was the kind of guy that was like, dude, you should just go out, you know, and do your thing and, you know, go solo and, you know, it's your passion, you know what I mean? Do it, you know? So he was kind of one of the people that was like, you know, go off solo and do the damn thing, you know what I mean? So, you know, maybe one day, you know, I hope, you know, it's a fun group of guys and girl. We had a good time, made a lot of connections and stuff, but, yeah, I'm hoping one day. I see him all the time, so he's doing good.
Awesome. So, your new album is titled Good Time and Friends. Did you release this like independently, or did you do it with a label?
Yeah, totally by myself. I did, me and my fiance we've just been grinding, just working as a team. I recorded it, mixed it, produced it, wrote it, I mastered it, and I did everything. I mean, other than, you know, the instrument stuff, sure. A bunch of different people play on it, but I kind of just still doing everything by myself, and it's going good, you know. A little slow, a little slow here and there, but it's picking up. I got on, did the Imus thing, that helped out tremendously, you know. So got some good gigs out of that, and I'm playing, busting my ass, working a day job and playing out at night 3-4 times a week. So
nice. That's what three or four times. That's pretty good for, you know, it's steady.
Yeah, and there's 3-hour gigs too, and keep getting asked back and doing these residencies and it's, you know, cutting my teeth, you know, learning, you know, playing 3 hours of music each sure. night, you know, so whether it be with a big band or by myself or with a 2-piece or a 3-piece, you know, I just make it happen, which way I can make it happen, you know?
Well, one of the questions, it might be kind of an odd question, but who is the girl with the legs on the back cover of the album?
Oh, I get that. A lot of people. That is my fiance.
Oh, well, yeah. Congratulations to you, sir.
Yeah, I know, right? Everyone's there. They're always like, yo, who's that? But, we went in there with a buddy of mine, a photographer friend of mine, and the picture was shot at, and the cover was shot at the Strand Smokehouse, where I've been cutting my teeth. I play every Saturday night there for three or four hours every Saturday night. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to pay homage to this place. Right. You know, I'm going to remember it I've been doing it for a year and a half there, kind of like my home, you know? So I was like, let's do everything album here. So we shot the bar and then the whiskey barrel that's on the front, you know, shot that there too. And
cool.
Did everything, you know, kind of just wanted to pay homage to where I've been working constantly, you know?
Yeah. So, not long ago, like you said, you played on Imus. How did that kind of all come about? And
I'm friends with this Dagan, which is on that show, Imus in the Morning. And I had worked with Imus back in the day because I worked in TV, kind of got acquainted with him, you know, through music and stuff, because everyone knows, I mean, he's a huge, huge music fan and blew up a lot of bands back in the 70s and 80s. And, the audio guy dropped him my CD and, he loved it. And then, you know, he was like, you want to come on? And I'm like, yeah, man, absolutely. So, he's like, let's do it. And, you know, let's do it. Let's make it happen. So within weeks, we were on there. And it was fucking awesome. I mean, like, you can't ask for better exposure. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
I mean, he's legendary. So, and he loved it. And he was like, anytime you want to come back, you're more than welcome. So I was so pumped that because he's a tough critic too, you know?
Sure.
So,
sure. Well, that's cool.
Sim sitting there in front of you while you guys jam, you know, after we got through the first song, he was like, oh, yeah. He was like, that kicked ass, you know. So then all the nerves had gone away.
Right on. So, you know,
yeah, man, I'm pumped.
When people think of roots and kind of country music, New York City isn't like the first place that comes to mind as like a breeding ground. So what's the pulse for you for that kind of music in New York City?
You know, I get that a lot. I mean, and I had left where I'm from, which is a very, very small town of like 1,700 people, to come to New York City to do music. You know, it was like my closest mecca where I can kind of go home and fish and blah, blah, blah and stuff, but still be in a thriving, you know, venue scene. You know what I mean? So, and I get that a lot of people are like, well, it's country music. This is the Northeast. You know what I mean? Like, how do you, but the thing is about New York, it's a melting pot. So you have people from Texas, South Carolina, Florida, because I get guys that come up to me after shows all the time, like, oh man, you brought me back home, you know what I mean, blah blah blah. So there's like, and there's people, there's the people that are from other races, like Indian and blah blah, that have never been kind of exposed to that type of stuff, and they have fun, you know what I mean? Because we all know, I mean, that's the roots music, country music, some of the most fun live music out there,
right?
You know what I mean? And I think you'd agree with me. So they have a kick-ass time, and the scene here is there's a ton of roots music going on here, and a lot of country music too. They're pretty blazing players and all that. So, I mean, when people do think of it, it's not that people don't go out and look. I think in the droves of looking for country music, but like at the Strand, we're playing in front of 250 250 people, 300 people every Saturday night.
Awesome.
And they love it. They eat it right up. So, you know, I mean, it's fun, you know, and like I said, it's just a melting pot of people that are from all over the country. Cause it's rare that you find people that are from Manhattan. You know, I grew up in Manhattan, you know, it's usually, you know, I'm from here, I'm from there. So it's kind of cool. People are like, I dig it. You know, you bring me back home, you know?
That's awesome. So, you know, we were kind of talking before, and you said that at one time that you were involved in producing hip hop music. How did you go from How did you go from hip hop music to country? I mean, how?
Man, I know it's kind of funny. Yeah, I'm a drummer at trade, so I played drums growing up, and I you know, played in a classic rock band, you know, in high school, like we all have, and blah blah blah. And then I got into metal. Played in metal bands, you know, for 4 or 5 years. And then I had, since I was a drummer, I've always had a thing for hip hop. You know, I grew up like the Beastie Boys, Run DMC and all that kind of stuff. And so I got into producing because I was like, man, I can be a drummer inside of a box called an MPC XL, an MPC 2000 XL. So I started getting in, and with hip hop, I was crate digging. So I'd go out, and I'm every other day I'm out fucking in people's garages, and I'm crate digging for records to sample, drum sound samples, blah blah blah. And I came across a ton of country, you know, George Jones, Hank Thompson, Hank Snow, Senior, all these people, and they'd end up in crates that I buy, and I put them on, and I was like, man, as soon as I dropped the needle on that stuff, I was like, where the hell is this stuff been all my life, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because the only shit I knew growing up was Garth Brooks, and, you know, this stuff's fine, you know, whatever, you know, but it wasn't, I was like, I'm not into that, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It never really spoke to me, and I dropped the needle down. I'm like, it's just like hip hop. It's just like, it's a story. And, you know, you talk, it's like Nas, when you listen to those guys, you can feel and see what they're talking about. You know what I mean? And I feel that way when I first listened to that stuff, I was like, this is poetic. You know what I mean? It's a genius.
Yeah. And it's,
you know what I mean? So yeah. So then I just found love, and then I had moved to New York City, and then realized I couldn't play drums in my apartment because everyone lives on each other, sleep on my couches, and couldn't have my drum set. Picked up the guitar, and I just started, I was like, man, this is what I want to do. I had so much shit to say and blah, blah, blah. And the attitude of that old stuff was just right up. It's just like, those guys were fucking rebels, you know what I mean?
Right.
It spoke what they thought, you know what I mean? And I just went and rolled, and I've been doing it for, I don't know, 8 years or something like that.
I can definitely see the correlation, like you said, you know, of like the original hip hop, like the Beastie Boys, and that had songs with a purpose, and they had a message. And
purpose,
and, you know,
yeah.
And if you, you know, a Waylon song or a Hank Snow song, they had a purpose. They, you know, so I get your correlation. That's pretty cool.
You can visualize like some of them sitting at the bar or a fight with their girlfriend, and then you can put on New York State of Mind by Nas, and you can listen to that, and go, you can picture yourself walking the streets of Queensbridge. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's like I'm just in love with like words, and that's why I got into songwriting, because I just love the craft of songs and putting words together and stories to tell. You know what I mean?
Sure. So what is your favorite song off the new album, and why?
Man, playing live, I'd have to say Middle Finger. I mean, it's been a big responsive song within the three hours of work. You know, that usually is the one that, you know, people are up having a good time, chugging beers and dancing. So I'd have to say Middle Finger. I love the message of it too. You know what I mean? It's just if you don't like me, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, oh well, you know, I got a middle finger. At least it's not some bullshit, you know what I mean? You know, been doing everything myself, you know?
Exactly. So you also, you know, besides playing on Saturday nights at the Smokehouse, you also are involved in booking shows there. Has that been difficult getting Roots X booked there? Or, you know,
it's the completely opposite.
Really?
It's crazy. Like I was saying earlier, like people think of New York City as like or hip hop or dance or, and that shit's thriving here. You know what I mean? It's everywhere, but the talent that's here, the bluegrass scene is killer. Like the bluegrass bands that come through there are just they're very, very talented and share the passion that I think anybody across this United States does about that kind of music, you know?
Sure.
And it's an influx. I get, you know, I got my people that I do regularly, and then I got, you know, new people emailing me, and I've opened up their shit. And I'm like, man, this is good. You know what I mean? Where are they based? Oh, you know, Brooklyn, or, you know, somewhere in Queens, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
it's been an overflux. And then then in turn, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start getting bands that I love. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let me see. Cause that's the owner was like, dude, get them in here. You know what I mean? It's a paying gig. You know what I mean? It's a big joint. So that's when I started reaching out to some of these bands that I like and you like, you know what I mean? Your Hellbound, Sturgill, who else had come through? Johnny Outlaw came through. Trying to think of any other ones off the top of my head. But Hellbound's the most. I mean, that's one of my favorite bands.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Leroy is
such a good, he's an amazing songwriter. He's, you know, a good person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've spent some time with him, and he is definitely a cool guy. So,
what are
your plans for the spring and summer of 2014?
Well, right now I'm gigging like hell here, and then I'm during late summer, spring, or late summer, fall, I'm gonna try hitting the road. Right now, I'm just trying to get contacts,
right,
on places, and you know what I mean, because it's hard, you know what I mean, like booking myself, you know. So I'm just kind of reaching out, you know. Got some things through IMUS and stuff like that. So you know, that's the plan, to hit the road and start bringing around. Before that, I'm the guys that I've been playing these long ass shows with. We're gonna get into the studio and record this follow up one. So I'll have two records.
Oh yeah.
Before I
nice.
Go out. Yeah, I want to kind of have two. You know what I mean? And you know, just a body of work. Someone could kind of, you know what I mean, kind of catch what I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and what I've noticed over the years, just with bands that I've talked to and stuff, with touring, it's, you know, you kind of go out on a small tour around the perimeter, and then each tour, you kind of go further and further out as you're building up contacts. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's the idea. That's kind of like that's kind of what I hear too. You know what I mean? And I've done the perimeter, but not hitting it hard. You know what I mean? I gotta hit it hard. I just wanted to get the record. You know what I mean? And just gig and then do a follow up and then start, you know, building from there. You know, and then that way I can just ease off on the recording a little bit and then just focus on, you know, spreading the gospel. You know,
definitely. Well, we're gonna play a little game called Word Association, and
absolutely.
I've done this in the past, and it's either hilarious or a train wreck. So we'll see how it goes. So
right on.
I'm gonna give you a phrase, and I just want you to tell me the first thing that comes to mind. Don't think about it too long. All right.
Perfect.
All right. First one, girls with tattoos.
Hot.
the New York Mets.
Suck.
Times Square.
Atrocious.
Really?
Oh, it's atrocious. It's a hellhole. It's Disney. It's not what it used to be. Say that.
All right, and Tommy Lee from Motley Crue.
Fantastic. He was one of my favorite drummers growing up.
The Easter Bunny.
Fake.
And fake. Last but not least, Elvis Presley.
Overrated.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah, I like the fun recording stuff, but after that, Hollywood Elvis, I'm not into.
Exactly. And so, when you say that the Mets suck, I assume that you're a Yankees fan.
You know, I'm not even a baseball fan.
Right.
I can't stand baseball. Oh, I never got into a bunch of dudes standing around in tights, picking dandelions out there. I'm a hockey and college basketball dude.
All right, so Rangers or?
Fuck Rangers, brother.
All
Rangers.
Right. It's funny because you talk to people from New York and you say, you'll know right off the bat, you say the Yankees and they say suck, you know they're a Mets fan, you know, vice versa.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
The same way
absolutely.
With, you know, Jets or Giants, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's a crazy, yeah, they hate each other.
So
they hate
oops.
Each other.
So the most important question is, where can folks go to get a hold of your album, Good Time and Friends, and find out what you have going on?
JDPatch.com. You just go there. I mean, the album is on Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, CD Baby. If you want a hardcore, or if you love having CDs like I do, you just message me on Facebook or through the contact on JDPatch.com. Message me and we'll send you. I send out CDs all the time, so just give me your address and I'll send it out to you and all that kind of jazz.
Awesome.
Hit a brother up.
We will put it up on the link. We played Middle Finger in the front. of the interview, and now we're going to play Good Time and Friends. Now, I'm going to put my request I'm going to put my request in for a CD, and you have to sign the front, and your fiance has to sign the back.
Yeah, oh, will do, my brother. Will do. She'll sign it with love.
Now, she's going to listen to this and go, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, I know, right?
But you know what?
She's going to get a backhand.
Yeah, she's not the only woman that thinks I'm an asshole, and she's not going to be the last one, probably. All right, brother. Right, hey, man, it was great to have you on. I love the new album. I wish you all the best of luck. Stay in contact. Whatever you need, let us know.
Thanks a million. I really, really, really appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you very soon, Blake.
All right, man. Hey folks, Blake here. Hey, we love interacting with our fans, and there's tons of ways to get a hold of us. The easiest way is sending us an email at blake@ibwip.com. If you're still big into Facebook, then go search us at IBWIP. You can send us messages on there, or you can even post on our page. We also have a dial-in number, 203-429-4711. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail. We love playing voicemails on the show as well. If you're one of those Twitter addicts, follow us at IBWIPCOM. Finally, we are also on Instagram and Vine. Follow us at IBWIP on both. Take a few minutes and send us your questions, comments, and general complaints. We can't wait to hear from you.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.